the art school. "It's a good thing you came. You were the last two we were waiting for," says the man named Mats. He tells them that he will be teaching the drawing class the whole week. He shows them where to hang their coats. There is a refrigerator in the kitchen where they can put their lunch boxes. Kara thinks that the art school is cozy. It's just a shame that they were late because Julie had been so slow. "The other students are sitting in here," says Mats. They enter a big, bright room with lots of windows. The other students who have signed up for the course are sitting at a long table. Most of them are Kara and Julie's age. Kara waves nervously when the others look up to see who they are. "There are exactly two seats left," Matt says, pointing at two chairs that are far away from each other. Kara would prefer to sit next to Julie, but it's not possible. She fumbles nervously and sits down between a blonde-haired boy with glasses and a girl who has a long black braid hanging down her back. She smells of perfume. Kara can see that she's busy drawing a tree. "My name is Aisha," the girl says, looking up at Kara briefly. "We have to draw a tree in windy weather," she says, pointing at the piece of paper in front of Kara. Kara looks over at Julie, but Julie is just blowing her nose again. Kara is happy, despite everything, that Julie is here with her at the art school. After all, she did win the drawing competition at school. Kara starts drawing a tree, but she forgets that it has to be windy. The tree is ugly.